everyone, and welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Awesome. So today we're going to put on our dental hygienist hats.
Okay.
And take a close look at Orlando Dental Center.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like you're thinking about getting some work done there.
Yeah.
And their marketing is pretty impressive.
Yeah, they've definitely put together a really polished image, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they know exactly what patients are looking for.
Yeah.
But you know us. We're here to help you see past all that marketing glitz.
Absolutely.
And figure out what's really going on.
That's what we do.
So we've got all their stuff, you know, their website, brochures, the whole nine yards.
Right.
And right off the bat, they're all about family, trust, and every smile telling a story.
Yeah, yeah.
You almost feel like making an appointment just from all the warm, fuzzy feelings.
Just right. Classic patient-centered care messaging.
Right.
And they hit all the right notes.
Yeah.
You know, they're setting the stage for that personalized attention and that welcoming feeling that a lot of people want from their healthcare provider.
Totally. No one wants to feel like just another tooth in a giant tooth factory.
Exactly.
Right. But the question is, do they actually deliver on that?
Yeah, that's the big question.
Let's jump into the meet the team section.
Okay.
They go all out highlighting Dr. Maroof's credentials, Temple, Nova Southeastern, extra training.
Wow.
This guy's like a dental rock star, at least on paper.
Yeah. Impressive credentials for sure.
Yeah.
And it's good that they're transparent about that. But it is interesting how the bios for the other dentists are pretty basic.
Really?
Yeah. Just names, degrees, no fancy stories or anything. Makes you wonder if they're trying to steer patients towards Dr. Maroof.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a specific dentist's experience,
right,
you might want to call them up and ask some more questions.
Definitely.
It's like that time I ordered a mystery meat special at a restaurant just because all the other dishes were described so deliciously.
Oh, yeah.
And I ended up with, let's just say I stick to the menu highlights now.
I hear you.
Right.
Yeah.
And while we're on the topic of things that make you wonder.
Okay.
They mention an energetic staff, which could be code for high turnover.
Could be, yeah.
Something to think about, especially if you like having the same hygienist every time.
Yeah, consistency is important.
Right, because it's one thing to have a super friendly hygienist.
Yeah.
But then you have to explain your dental anxieties to a new person every visit.
Every single time.
Maybe we should check out some online reviews later.
Absolutely. That's always a good idea.
And see what people are saying.
Definitely.
All right, so move on to the services they offer.
Okay.
Get ready, because they've got pretty much everything.
Really?
General, emergency, cosmetic, implants, even mercury-free fillings.
Wow, they really do cover it all.
It's like a dental buffet.
A one-stop shop for all your dental needs.
Exactly.
You know, having a wide range of services is definitely a plus, especially if you want the convenience of having everything under one roof.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes specialization means you get higher quality in a particular area.
So it's like choosing between a restaurant with a giant menu and a little place that only makes one dish, but they make it perfectly.
Exactly.
Okay, I get it. So if you need something really specific or complex, you might want to see if they highlight any particular service as their specialty.
Good point.
Right. It would be like going to a heart surgeon for a root canal.
Yeah.
Probably not the best use of their expertise.
Definitely not.
Okay, now let's talk about their 43 years of combined experience.
Okay.
Sounds like they've been around forever.
It does sound impressive.
Yeah.
But that word combined is doing a lot of work there.
How so?
Well, it could mean they have a bunch of dentists who each only have a few years of experience, which isn't quite the same as a team of seasoned veterans.
So I should probably call and ask about the other dentist's experience specifically.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you're not getting a rookie when you need a seasoned pro.
Makes sense. I wouldn't want to end up with the dental equivalent of a student driver behind the wheel.
Exactly. Better safe than sorry. Right.
Right. All right. So let's move on to patient testimonials.
Okay.
They've got Andy, who felt like an old friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Deborah, who loved the explanations.
Good to hear.
Heartwarming stuff, but you know how it is, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
You know the drill.
Yeah.
Testimonials can be tricky. They're always going to highlight the most positive ones.
Yeah.
But even then, you can still pick up on some themes.
Right.
Like here, they focus a lot on comfort, clear communication, and feeling well cared for.
Yeah, definitely fits with that family vibe they're promoting.
Exactly. It makes you wonder if they've cherry-picked the testimonials
right
to reinforce that specific image.
Like, do they have a secret vault of less than glowing reviews hidden somewhere? Right. I'm all for happy patients, but a balanced perspective is important.
Absolutely. It's like reading restaurant reviews. If
Mm-hmm.
everyone's raving about the ambiance,
Huh?
but nobody mentions the food,
Yeah.
that's a red flag.
Totally. We'll have to dig into those online reviews later.
Definitely. We'll see what else we can uncover.
Okay, so let's move on to their technology.
All right.
They talk about their digital imaging technology.
Oh, interesting.
It sounds pretty high tech.
Yeah, digital imaging is becoming pretty standard these days.
Really?
Yeah, it's more precise, less radiation for the patient, and you can actually see what's going on inside your mouth.
Oh.
Pretty cool stuff. But I'd be curious to know how they're using it.
Yeah.
Are they using it for everything? Are there certain procedures where they still use traditional X-rays?
You're right. Just because they have the tech doesn't mean they're using it to its full potential.
That's a good point.
Maybe we should ask them about that.
Definitely worth looking into.
Okay. Back to that family feeling they're pushing so hard. Okay.
Open door policy, always approachable. Sounds like a dental utopia.
It does sound idyllic, but it's hard to know for sure.
Yeah.
Some practices genuinely create that warm, welcoming
All
environment, while
right.
others just try to make it look that way.
It's like those online dating profiles.
Yeah.
Everyone sounds amazing online, but the real test is that first date.
So true. You got to see them in action to know for sure.
Exactly. So
Right.
marketing materials are just the starting point.
They are. It's up to you to see if Orlando Dental Center lives up to their promises. But for now, let's move on and unpack some more details.
Sounds good. There's still a lot to uncover.
Definitely. All right, so welcome back.
We've covered a lot of ground already, haven't we?
We have. We've looked at how Orlando Dental Center presents themselves, and we've started picking apart some of their marketing claims.
We've seen their star dentist, their massive list of services,
Yeah.
and that family vibe they're going for.
Right. But now, let's dig into some of the specifics.
Starting with their emphasis on transparency when it comes to procedures and costs.
Oh, yeah, they talk a lot about open communication and making sure patients understand everything up front,
Right.
which is a huge relief for anyone who's ever felt confused
Oh, yeah.
or lost in a doctor's
It
office.
can be so overwhelming. Healthcare in general can be daunting.
Totally.
And not knowing what's going on or how much it's going to cost just adds to the stress.
It really does.
So it's definitely refreshing to see a practice that seems to be addressing that concern.
But how can we know if they actually deliver on that promise?
It's a good question.
It's easy to say you're transparent, but harder to actually be de-transparent, you know?
You're right. Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
So pay attention to how they handle your questions and concerns
Okay.
during your consultations or appointments.
All right.
Do they give you detailed information about your treatment options and costs? Are they open to discussing different approaches
Yeah.
and addressing your specific needs?
So it's about looking beyond the initial marketing pitch and seeing how they actually interact with patients in real life.
Precisely. It's like checking if a restaurant that boasts about its farm-to-table ingredients actually sources its produce locally.
Right. Okay, so let's go back to those patient testimonials we talked about
Yeah,
earlier.
right?
We know they're curated,
Right.
but it's still worth analyzing the themes that come up.
Right. It
Yeah.
is. In Orlando Dental Center's case, we see a lot of emphasis on comfort,
Yep.
clear communication, and a feeling of being well cared for.
Right. Which all ties in perfectly with that whole family vibe they're promoting.
Exactly. It does make you wonder if they've intentionally selected testimonials that reinforce that specific image.
It's definitely possible.
I
But
don't know.
even curated testimonials can give us some insight, right?
They can. If they're consistently highlighting certain themes,
Right?
it suggests that at least some patients are having positive experiences in those areas.
Okay, so while we should take testimonials with a grain of salt, they're not completely meaningless.
They're not. They can offer clues about what the practice prioritizes
Yeah.
and what kind of experience they're aiming for.
Right, so stepping back from Orlando Dental Center for a moment,
Okay.
let's talk about what you should look for when choosing a dentist.
Good idea.
Beyond the shiny websites and glowing testimonials, what are the real deal breakers and must-haves?
Well, first and foremost, qualifications and experience are key.
Okay.
Don't be shy about asking about the dentist's credentials, their areas of expertise, and how long they've been practicing.
Yeah.
You want to feel confident that they have the skills and knowledge to handle your specific needs.
It's like choosing a mechanic to fix your car.
Exactly. You wouldn't want someone who's only worked on bicycles tinkering under the hood of your sports car.
Right.
And while Dr. Maruf's credentials are impressive, remember that you might not always be seeing him directly.
Oh, that's true.
So it's worth asking about the experience and qualifications of the other dentists on staff as well.
Good point. You don't want to end up with a dental assistant filling in for a root canal.
Exactly.
Because the main dentist is booked solid for months.
Now, beyond qualifications, think about practical things like location, office hours, and whether they accept your insurance.
Yeah. Convenience matters.
It does. Nobody wants to drive across town during rush hour just for cleaning.
And let's not forget about communication.
Absolutely.
You want a dentist who listens to your concerns, explains things clearly, and makes you feel comfortable asking questions.
It's a partnership after all.
Exactly. You should feel like you're both on the same page.
Exactly.
I had a dentist once who would just lecture me about flossing.
Oh, no.
Without even asking about my concerns.
Really?
It felt more like a scolding than a checkup.
Not exactly the warm and fuzzy family vibe.
Not at all.
So trust your gut.
Yeah.
If something feels off or you're not comfortable with a particular dentist, it's okay to keep looking.
You're right. Sometimes you just know.
Exactly. Now, what about online reviews?
Oh, yeah. Those seem like a good way to get a sense of what other patients are saying.
They can be helpful.
Yeah.
But it's important to be a little skeptical.
How so?
Well, people are more likely to leave a review when they've had a bad experience.
Oh, that makes sense.
So the overall picture might be a little skewed.
So it's not just about the star rating,
right,
but also about the specific comments and whether there are any recurring themes.
Exactly. Like if everyone's complaining about long wait times or rude staff, that's a red flag.
Definitely. So look for patterns in the reviews and pay attention to both the good and the bad feedback.
Absolutely. And you can also see if the practice has responded to any negative reviews.
Oh, that's a good point.
And how they handled those situations.
Because it's one thing to get a bad review.
Right.
It's another thing to ignore it or respond defensively.
Yeah. Exactly. A thoughtful and professional response shows that they care about patient feedback.
Yeah, it really does. Okay. So in addition to online reviews, should we also be checking if the dentist is a member of any professional organizations?
Not a bad idea.
Like the American Dental Association.
Yeah, things like that.
Why is that important? Does that guarantee they're a good dentist?
Well, it's not a foolproof guarantee.
Okay.
But membership in those organizations often means they're committed to continuing education and staying up to date with the latest advancements in dentistry.
So it's like checking if a chef has graduated from a fancy culinary school.
Exactly. It's not the only thing to consider.
Yeah.
But it's a good sign that they take their profession seriously.
It's another piece of the puzzle.
Right. So we've covered a lot in this part.
We have.
We'll talk about transparency, testimonials, qualifications, online reviews.
It's a lot to think about.
It is. But hopefully it gives you the tools
to
make informed decisions about your dental care.
In the final part, we'll wrap up our deep dive into Orlando Dental Center by talking about what stood out to us the most.
Sounds good.
And offering some final thoughts to help you make the best choice for your smile.
Stay tuned for the grand finale.
All right, so we're back for the final part of our Orlando Dental Center deep dive.
We've really gone through it with a fine-tooth comb, haven't we?
We have. Explored their marketing, looked closely at what they're saying, even took a little side trip into the world of online reviews.
It's been quite the journey.
It has. So after all that, what are your biggest takeaways?
Well, they've definitely put together a very convincing story.
Yeah.
You know, all about patient-centered care, using the latest technology, and creating a warm, friendly atmosphere. And to be honest, they seem to check a lot of the boxes when it comes to qualifications, the range of services they offer, and their commitment to transparency.
They're good at making a great first impression.
They are. But, as we've been saying, it's important to look beyond the surface.
Yeah.
And think about what they might be emphasizing or maybe downplaying a little bit.
Like what?
Well, for example, Dr. Maruf's credentials are front and center, but we don't really get much info about the rest of the dental team.
True.
And that 43 years of combined experience they talk about?
Yeah.
Sounds impressive at first.
It does.
But could be a little misleading.
Oh, so?
Well, think of it this way. It's like when I bought this fancy hand soap.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful packaging. Promised to be super luxurious. But it turned out to be mostly water and fragrance.
Oh, no.
Yeah, all style, no substance.
That's a bummer.
So with Orlando Dental Center, it's kind of the same idea.
Okay.
I'd suggest digging deeper into the other dentist's experience and how often their staff changes.
So don't be afraid to ask the hard questions.
Exactly.
And about those glowing patient testimonials.
Yes.
While they're nice to read, we know they're carefully chosen, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
They want to show off their best side,
right,
which is understandable.
Yeah.
But it's always a good idea to get a wider range of opinions.
Exactly. Check those online reviews.
Yeah.
Look for any patterns in the feedback,
mm-hmm,
and pay attention to how the practice responds to any negative comments.
Right. It's all about getting a balanced view.
Finding the right dentist is such a personal thing.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's about more than just qualifications or technology.
Definitely. It's about finding someone you feel good about.
Exactly. You want a dentist who really listens to you, explains things clearly, and makes you feel like you're part of the decision-making process.
A true partner in your dental care.
Precisely.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive,
yes,
I want you to think about what's most important to you in a dental practice.
Good idea.
What are your absolute must-haves? What kind of atmosphere do you feel most comfortable in?
Imagine that perfect dental experience from the moment you walk in the door,
yeah,
to the moment you leave.
Does what Orlando Dental Center is saying match up with what you're really looking for?
Here's the real question.
It is. And ultimately, the choice is yours.
We've given you the tools, the information.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's up to you to decide if Orlando Dental Center is the right place for you.
Well said. Happy smile hunting, everyone.
Take care.